Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Miraj Muhammad live on Your Block Talk Radio, coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege, and surely I'm highly honored to do so. Brothers and sisters, it's a beautiful night, a little chilly to some people, but a very beautiful night at this time of the year. Normally you get snow and rain and things that will not make you comfortable, but is a necessity. It's the will of God. We can't question why God does what he does when he wants to do it. And so therefore, we have to understand that we have to accept his will at all times. Everything is a purpose in life. And we have to understand that everything is a purpose. But some of us do not. Some of us just live and wake up and do several things in the world and don't understand that God is in charge. And in Al-Islam, we try our best to teach you what God says. Yes, we do. And I want you to understand, brothers and sisters, that the Christians, the Jews, they also try to give you what God says. But most of the time, no one tells you that the books that has been written, that has revelation, got flaws in it. Why? Man has flaws. Man is not perfect. And so it has flaws in it. So you hear us speak about the Holy Quran, and we talk about the Holy Quran, brothers and sisters, because that was created by God himself. And he makes no mistakes. But he doesn't try to clean up everything that you see in these books called the Holy Book. No, he does not. Why? It's because most of his rhetoric. He's not interested in rhetoric. He's only interested in that which you say that he says he said, and it is not true. And when it's not true, then Allah knew that if religion you wanted, he will create a religion for you. So he says, I prefer for you to have Al-Islam to be your true religion. But he didn't command you. No, it's not compulsory. You can accept it or reject it. Why? It was created to accept or to reject. And that's why Satan does not like us. Satan has no love for us whatsoever. Satan wants to prove that we human beings have too much power. Isn't that something? So people tell you that Satan is a devil. Yes, he is. And they tell you that Satan is going to try to send you to hell. No, you send yourself to hell. He offers you. He deceives you. He cons you. He tricks you. But he cannot make you do anything you don't want to do. Now, how is it? How is it, brothers and sisters, that you will not accept the will of God, but you accept Satan reducing you to your flesh? And without the spirit, you are animals. So you're down there in animal kingdom. Oh, you get high, you freak, you will kill, you will steal, you will cheat, you will con people. You act as if you are Satan. You're not Satan. You ain't intelligent enough to be him. That creature been here for years, trillions of years, say it's that long. Can you imagine trillions? Or maybe you can comprehend millions of years. Whatever, he was here before us, and he served God before we did, and he was the second creation. So by him being the second creation, brothers and sisters, it allows him to try to tell God and show God that we are not bona fide, nor are we qualified to be given what we have. What do we have that they don't have? Because the angels here, and the angels here to do what? Right. They're perfect. Oh, they're perfect creatures. And what was the jinn here for? The jinn was here to be able to serve God. Oh, you didn't know that? Everything in creation is here to serve God. But here do we come. We're the last of the Mohicans. That's just a figure of speech. We're the last to come. Everything came before us. The stars, the moon, the sun, the earth. Yes, the animals, the insects,
the birds, the deer, everything came before us. But I want you to keep in mind, it was dead. Yes, it was dead. And God made it come to life. So he took that which is dead and made it come to life. Even the earth that we came through was dead. Yes. But this earthly real estate that I have, you have, that's not who you are. That is earth. But what the other creatures do not have, what the other birds and the bees and the insects doesn't have, and the animals, they don't have the spirit. See, God breathed into that earth some of his spirit. Wow. Through the nostrils of our Father. And then we came to life. So that's why Satan don't like you and I. But we will stoop down in Adam, the animal kingdom, and act like an animal. Now, the angels was created to protect us. Well, guess what? They're not protecting you. That's why you're catching hell. Why? Why would he protect an animal? That's what you are. Actually, you're less than they are because the animal is better than you. It was created to be animal, so you cannot be them. You can act like them, but you can't be them. So when the spirit ain't in you, you're down there in that animal flesh. That's what your flesh is. So you don't have God. That's why you can get high. That's why you can be on skid row. That's why you can be a prostitute. That's why you can just run around and do whatever you want because you're an animal. There's no spirit in you. But until God gives you that spirit, that's what he said to Satan, wait till I breathe into my human, my spirit. Whoa, we come to life. So that made us crown of creation because we move with God's will. He's closer to you than your jugular vein. Your jugular vein is close. He's closer than that. Do you talk to God? Do you have conscience of thinking of God? See, we dick all out of Akbar. Yes, we do. That's the best thinking in the world. But most people think it's breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, meditate. That's good. You're getting close. But are you in tune with your spirit? Do you know your spirit? Do you know what you was created to be? It's sure not being down there in animal kingdom. It's sure not being down there loose and don't care about yourself. Are we perfect? No. Because if you was perfect, you would never come to God. So Allah didn't make us perfect. We have a right to commit a sin. Yes. But when you commit a sin, what do? You beg God for forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We beg God for forgiveness, brothers and sisters. And so that's what you have to understand. And I am tonight fired up because I hear a lot of negativity. Now, I'm not fired up because I'm insulted or because I was taught, when they talk about you, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah be pleased in the grand paradise, he said, Rod, if they talk bad about you, and that's when I was in the boxing world, he said, say alhamdulillah. I said, whoa, but alhamdulillah is the right thing to say. Alhamdulillah, brother Herbert, whose name is known as Jabba, alhamdulillah. Still wanted to know, why did he say alhamdulillah? He said, because no news is bad news. So if they give you news, that's good. Ask them, did they spell your name correctly? Because controversy allow the whole country to talk about. And that's my point this evening, is the announcement that we're making on November the 9th in Connecticut. Yes, that announcement is going to shock the world because it's shocking people right now. You got a whole lot of people just messed up. They are literally saying, listen, they are literally saying that Imam Wahdi Muhammad community has joined the Nation of Islam. You know, when I was doing boxing on a major level, they came to Imam and said, "No, why Murad gives away so much money? He's doing drugs." Imam Wahdi Muhammad said, "Yes, brother." I told him I didn't believe that. And I don't. And if you are giving me money for my ministry, I'm taking it. I'm putting it in the bank because I don't believe that. And I knew then there was a word in the Quran called fista, F-I-S-Q. And fista means from Allah is that if someone come to you and say something wrong about your brother, you are duty-bound to correct it. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased, from the Grand Paradise, he didn't say it like that. But now that you learn the depth of what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was trying to say, let me show you how he said it. If you see your brother in a fight, don't ask no questions. Jump in and help whoop that perpetrator's ass. Said. That's what he was saying. But he also said, if it's over, meaning you won because it's now 2-1, 5-2, 20-10, there's no fair fight. Jump in and help your brother. But when you get him behind that door, you ask him, did you start that fight? And if he did, you get him. But you don't do it when it's being done. It's not your business who started. It's your brother that's in that fight. So fista means if your brother is being knocked any form or fashion to take his dignity away from him, you're supposed to protect him. You're supposed to protect him until you see your brother and you ask him, is this true? Is this true, brother, that you are taking the community of Imam Wahdi Muhammad to the Nation of Islam? That's amazing to me. That's really amazing. It's like saying to them, they are saying, is Murad bringing the Nation of Islam to Al-Islam? You know, these trick words make an inferior man weak. These trick words make a wannabe weak. Yes, you're weak when you believe that Imam Wahdi Muhammad was a gift to us. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was a gift to us. You know, brothers and sisters, it's amazing to me that most of us never been to college, never been to college. And those went on to go to college. And now that you decide at 50 and 60, hey, it's never too old to learn, I'm going to college. And the one in college is saying, why is he coming in here? Why he wait too long to come here? Well, it's none of your business. You don't have no right to tell a man when to go to college. You don't have a right to tell a female when to get married. Oh, do she supposed to get married early? Yes, how you choose it early and grow up with them. And some like to play till they get a certain age, and then they get married. Most of them find out they can't produce anything because it's too old. They